now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Lots to talk about.
Tech Guide.
It's a very well-rounded product, combines great design, great technology, lots of excellent features.
Tech Guide.
This is why Samsung has seen a huge surge, why their profits are up.
Keeping you updated and educated, this is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is not an ultrabook. If you're looking for something small, slim and lightweight, then you need to look elsewhere.
Tech Guide.
Probably one of the most impressive little devices I've seen in quite a while.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide, episode 105. Welcome to the podcast that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. It's great to have your company once again. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. My name is Stephen Fenwick and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. That's my website. On this week's show, we're going to tell you how to turn the shared picture of your meal into a real meal for the needy. Apple launches iTunes Extra to add even more value to your downloads, and a new iPad accessory that bridges the real world with the digital world. In the Tech Guide reviews, we'll talk about the new Netgear Nighthawk X6 tri-band router. We're going to look at in-ear headphones from well-known home audio brand Denon and the Backbone iPhone case that will keep you charged at your desk as well as on the go. And we'll close it out with the Tech Guide Help Desk. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. A packed show, so let's get cracking. Well, there's a lot of people who love to share photographs of their meals. How many times have you been in a restaurant or maybe even been with people out for dinner and the meal arrives on the table, beautifully presented, and before they begin eating their meal, they pull out their smartphone and snap a photograph of that meal to share on social media. It's a very common practice. It may sound unusual, it was maybe a few years ago, but it is quite a popular pastime today. A lot of people love sharing those meal pictures. It's often called online food porn, which is actually a hashtag on Instagram that's updated several times a day. Well, the people at OzHarvest and Virgin Mobile have come up with a new plan to help turn those shared pictures of your food into a real meal for those in need. This is an initiative that was kicked off this week. And what Virgin Mobile and OzHarvest, now OzHarvest is a company that rescues food, that tries to avoid food waste and delivers that food to the people who need it most through charitable organizations around the country. So what they're planning to do is that every time someone shares an image of their food on social media with the hashtag #MealForAMeal, Virgin Mobile is going to donate money to OzHarvest so they can provide an actual meal for those who need it most, for the needy. Now, I think this is a really clever initiative and something that is so easy for everyone to get involved with. I've written this story on Tech Guide. It's been shared many, many times by people who also recognize that this is a great cause. Now, when you think about it, food, obviously an essential part of our lives, is something that we often waste. In Australia alone, $8 billion worth of food goes into landfill. That's wasted. That's 4 million tons of food per year. Now imagine if some of that food, or preferably all of that food, could go to people who need it most. Homeless people, people that are poor, the people who are more needy than ourselves. So this initiative I applaud. Good on Virgin Mobile for getting behind this. The research says that we share on social media, we access social media on our smartphones 14 hours a week, which if you add all that up, that's 26 days a year where we're posting and sharing content. Now, a large part of that content are these food images I told you about. More than 60 million photos on Instagram are shared each day. And a great proportion of those are pictures of food. It works out each day, 90 photos with the hashtag food porn is uploaded every 60 seconds on Instagram alone. That's not including Twitter and Facebook and other social media. That's just on Instagram. So can you imagine converting those posts, those pictures, into real food for real people? I think it's a terrific idea. Some Australian chefs, Adriano Zumbo, George Calambaris, Andrew Levins, and the Gelato Messina are also going to join in on the campaign, and good on them. They're going to also share that within their network and encourage their customers, followers, and fans on social media to join in on the cause. Terrific cause there. If you want to read more about it, there is a website, www.makingmobilebetter.com.au. I've actually linked that from Tech Guide. So if you want to read all that story, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Apple last week launched a new iTunes feature. It's called iTunes Extras. Now, what this is a new section of iTunes that offers HD movies. So you can still download your HD movies, but they also come with a bunch of extras. Now, up until now, downloading a movie from iTunes or any other place online for that matter, all you got was the movie. Now, if you're like me and you love your movies, you love collecting your movies, and you like those extra features like the behind-the-scenes featurettes, director commentaries, storyboards, all these added features, the hours and hours of added features, that's part of the reason why I like to buy DVDs and Blu-rays, mainly Blu-ray discs. It fits a lot more content on a disc. And apart from looking at the case on my shelf amongst all my other cases, that is why I have a love of Blu-ray. And of course, having those extra features is part of that. But now, Apple, through iTunes Extras, is adding this bonus content. So from now on, you need to update to iTunes, the latest version of iTunes, which I think is 11.3. You also need to have a Mac running OS 10.9.3 and a PC running Windows 7. Now, I understand iOS 8 will enable this on devices, so on your iPad and on your iPhone. But until then, if you've got Apple TV as well, that's possible now. If you fire up your Apple TV, you'll notice that there'll be a notification saying that iTunes Extras is available. So if you do download a HD movie, and there's a whole range of them, including the very latest releases like Thor, The Dark World, Captain Phillips, the latest 300 movie, all of these films now have these extra features. But what about if you've already downloaded that movie in HD? Well, the Apple will recognize this and give you access to those extra features. So how it's going to work, you still download the movie and then watch it on your devices, but to access the extra features, it will direct you to an online portal. So rather, you do still download the film, but you don't download all the extras. The added content is available online. So it's streamed through your computer or your Apple TV, however you happen to be watching it. So you still watch your film, and if you've downloaded it to own, then of course it's yours. But if you want to access the features at any time, simply click on the link that that the film will provide. So you do get all of those extra features. And there are not only, of course, the modern films, which I spoke about, including some of the Harry Potter films, Transformers, Hangover 3, Flight, Argo, that great Ben Affleck directed and starring in that film. But also classics like The Godfather, which I must admit is my number one movie of all time. That is my all-time favorite. So I'm happy to see that included on iTunes Extras. Well worth checking that out. If you do like downloading movies from iTunes, they now come with extras. Now, here's a product we came across and reported on Tech Guide. It is an iPad accessory that brings the digital world and the real world together. This device is called Osmo. That's Cosmo without the C. So O-S-M-O. Osmo. And what it consists of, that's hard to get out, is a small reflector that sits on top of the iPad, and it works on any iPad, the iPad 2 and above, including the iPad Air, so all of them, it all works with that. Also comes with a little base so that a child can balance the iPad and angle it at a comfortable position. So the reflector actually fits across the top of the iPad over the camera, so it does need to access the camera to see what's in front of it. So Osmo then allows you to use real objects that are then sensed by the iPad through Osmo, and then you can interact with various applications. Now, with Osmo, and I must remind people, it is in pre-release, so there is a pre-release sale going on. It's not going to be released till later this year in several months. It's going to be priced at $99 when it is, but there is a pre-sale price of $49 if you want to jump in early. It has been tested in educational markets to huge success, so expect to hear a lot more of this. What you get with Osmo are letter tiles and I think some tangram shapes. They're those geometric shapes that can be formed into various different shapes and so they come up with different pictures. I think there's one on my Tech Guide story where the tangram tiles have been arranged to form the picture of a cat. So what you do, there are three apps that you can download, and they're all free, and they work with these included tiles and tangram shapes. And then you follow on the screen, and you position the tiles or letters in front of the iPad. Osmo will recognize it, and then that will register within the app. There is even a game where you've got to prevent some balls from hitting the bottom of the screen, and you've got to draw shapes on a piece of paper in front of the iPad. So you're still getting that tactile feel of writing and arranging tiles. So you're still using your hands and actually using real objects. And these then are sensed by the iPad through Osmo and then registered within the app. A fun way to learn, a fun way to play. And it's also a multiplayer tool as well. So it's not just a solo game. You can involve other members of your family, your siblings, however you want to do it. But if you want to check that out, and there is actually an explanatory video there, as well as a link to order the product if you want to, you can check that out at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand, and we are actually going to talk about in the first product in the reviews coming up in a moment, their brand new router. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about their new Wi-Fi range extender. Now, the AC1200, the model number is EX6200, is the larger Wi-Fi range extender. Looks like a modem, actually. So it's got the inputs in the back. It's got heaps of power to get your network to those corners of your home where it didn't reach before. Now you can power up your home network with the Wi-Fi range extender EX6200 from Netgear. It pushes Wi-Fi to every corner of your home using the new 802.11ac standard. It's got beamforming technology, locks onto your devices on your network. It's perfect for your home theater setup as well, because you can connect 5 wired devices to the gigabit Ethernet port. So if you want to get your connection to your lounge room, you can have the EX6200 there, and then when the network links wirelessly to that EX6200, you can then connect with a cable your Blu-ray player, your gaming console, your smart TV. So it's brought that connection to the room, and then you can physically connect through the EX6200 so that all your devices are online. You can connect up to 5 devices that way. You can also stream HD video content through a connected USB hard drive. There's a USB 3 port on the front of the EX6200 as well, so you can stream movies all over your home. It's got a powerful dual-core processor on board as well and high-power amplifiers, so you'll have Wi-Fi wherever you want it throughout your home. Get the EX6200, the fastest AC Wi-Fi range extender available from Netgear. Check it out at www.netgear.com.au/max Wi-Fi.
Tech Guide.
Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Now, I mentioned that our sponsors, Netgear, have just released a brand new product, and we're going to open up our Tech Guide reviews with that product. It is the Nighthawk X6. Now, the Nighthawk was a previous model of a Netgear router that was released earlier this year. Well, they've come up with the next version of Nighthawk. It is the X6, and the difference here is it is a tri-band router. Now, usually dual-band routers exist. They have a 2.4 gigahertz and a 5 gigahertz network. Well, Netgear has taken it a step further, and this is the first tri-band Wi-Fi router. It's 802.11ac, of course, so it does have that added range, added speed. 802.11ac is up to three times faster than the previous standard of 802.11n. Now, this, as it was with the previous model, is fairly aggressively styled. There are six antennas. It looks like it means business, the Nighthawk X6. It's a tri-band router. Now, what it also has on board is a way to distinguish your different wireless needs. So it can then allocate your product to the right band. Now, there is one 2.4 gigahertz band and two 5 gigahertz bands. So the 5 gigahertz bands are faster. So they operate at up to 1,300 megabits per second, whereas the 2.4 gigahertz is about 600 megabits per second. So if you've got an older device, an older tablet, older laptop, or whatever product that happens to be, that is a tad slower than the newer products. Obviously, the newer products, which are possibly 802.11ac compatible, the older products are relegated to the 2.4 gigahertz band. Now, at the top of the line, if you're doing things like streaming video or playing online games, with a dual band router, those devices would have had to share a single 5 gigahertz band. Well, not so with the Nighthawk X6, because there are 2 gigahertz bands, so the Nighthawk will automatically designate each of those high performance needs, streaming video, online gaming, to their own 5 gigahertz band. It'll do that automatically. So the speed of every device on your network is optimized. Even older devices will operate faster on your Wi-Fi network because of this new technology. It's available soon. It's got a 1 gigahertz dual-core processor. You can also add, of course, a USB 3 port on the front. There's also a USB 2. That's actually on the back, the USB 3 port. So you can add you can network some storage. So whether it's a network-assisted network storage, attached storage, or just a regular hard drive, you can then access that content within your network and also from outside your network, so you can remotely access it as well. The Netgear Nighthawk X6, model numbers AC3200, the tri-band R8000. It's available for pre-order. It's out later this week, and it's priced at $399. You should check it out. If you want to see what it looks like and read our full story, you can do that at techguide.com.au. Now, here is a product that we usually associate, or a brand name, I should say, that we usually associate with home audio, and that's Denon. Very popular brand when it comes to, say, home Wi-Fi receivers and things like that. Well, they've just released a new in-ear headphone, the AHC120, which is part of their Music Maniac range. Now, these headphones are only priced at $119.95. And I have to say, they really punch above their weight. You get decent quality, in fact, excellent quality, I will call it, when you listen to your music through these in-ear headphones. Now, they're pretty small. They fit in quite comfortably in your ear. They come with different silicone tips. They also come with a special Comply foam tip. And this is made out of that similar material that you would find with the earplugs. You know, those really moldable, the rubber, you can mold it and then it expands to fit your ear. It's a similar kind of look and feel to this material. So it not only forms a comfortable fit, so it doesn't fall out of your ear, it also has a noise cancelling effect as well. Now, there are 11.5 millimeter drivers housed in these earbuds, which are made of a special material, aluminium ABS hybrid material, as a matter of fact. And these are designed to eliminate the resonance and vibration of bass-enhanced music. There's also a control on the cable, so you can make calls and control your music. Can't adjust the volume. That's probably one mark against it. There's no volume control. I think Denon left it this way because they wanted it to be the same product to be useful for Android as well as iPhone, iOS users as well. So you can't control your volume. You can only do that on your device, but you can pause, go to the next track, answer calls, make calls through the Denon AHC120 as well. Now, sound quality is excellent, and all levels of audio are pretty crisp and clear, whether it's a really high note, mid note, or low bass. It does give you a good spread of audio quality there. So if you're fussy about your music and you just want to hear the best from your music, then the Denon really delivers. And for its price, I think it's a terrific value, $119.95. This is probably one of the best headphones in this category, in this price range, that we've heard for quite a long time. But on the audio side too, Denon doesn't just stop at what comes out of your earbuds. They also use a special type of cable so that it doesn't add any noise, but rubs against your shirt or bumps against your chest while you're listening to your music. It's got a special damper material. It's a radial cascade damper design is what it's actually called, so that there are no cable transmitted vibrations and noises. So that really, it all adds up to a good sound. There's also an app available to use with the product, the Denon app, which adds an equalizer. There are several presets there. It also allows you to access the popular TuneIn Radio app through the Denon Audio app as well. Check it out, Denon AH-C120, priced at $199.95. And to find out how many stars out of 5 I gave these in-ear headphones, you're going to have to head over to techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finnick.
Now, there's the company called Dog and Bone, a very imaginative name, that have come up with a really cool iPhone case. The iPhone case is called the Backbone. And this case is obviously looks pretty rugged, so it's strong enough and sturdy enough to protect your iPhone 5 day to day. So it fits iPhone 5, iPhone 5S. So it does look like a pretty rugged case. I think you drop it, it's going to protect it. But what the Backbone does, it also addresses your power needs as well. Now, the Backbone comes with obviously the case itself, but it also comes with a little charging station, a wireless charging station that connects to, you can plug that into a USB source, probably your computer, or if you've got a little USB hub, you can connect it to one of those ports. And the little wireless charging station, then when the phone is inside the Backbone case and it is resting on top of that charging station, you can see the phone charging. So you don't actually have to actually connect a cable into the phone. It uses this wireless induction charging. So all it has to do is rest on top of that wireless charging station to be charged. So it's quite easy. You just place it on there. Don't have to look around for any cables. Sits on that plate and charges up. Now, that's very handy within itself. But what happens when you're out, when you're out for the afternoon or the evening and you're running a little bit low on your battery? Well, Backbone also have another solution for those on-the-go users. It's a battery pack. Now, you have to understand the Dog and Bones Backbone case has a small section that slides out of the bottom of the phone. So when you slide it inside, it's like a little insert. So you slide it up into the phone. There is actually a lightning connector that actually sits inside the phone, so it's connected. And then on the outside, there's a little micro USB port. So you can then use a micro USB cable to charge your iPhone. But when you run out of battery, the battery pack is the exact same size and shape as that insert. So what you do, and this is without having to take the iPhone out of the case, you slide out that insert, the one that comes with it for normal charging with the wireless charging station, slide that one out when you're out and about if you need battery. There is a battery pack that can then slide straight back into place. Of course, it slots into the lightning port, and then when it's connected and you need to charge, it's going to provide that charge. Now, I think the battery is 900 milliamps, so it'll probably give you one full charge of your iPhone when you're out and about, but it does address those issues whether you're at your desktop or on the go. The Dog and Bone Backbone case. It's available in several colors. We had the red and black, but there's also orange and black and blue and black and all kinds of patterns. I think there's a triport pattern, they call it, as well as a pink a tread pattern. Pink is one of the colors, blue, orange. They're all available there. The optional backbone battery also available. So for $139.95, you get the case. You also get the charging plate. That's for that price. And for an additional $49.95, you get the optional Backbone battery case. So not only is it going to protect your phone, It's also going to be able to charge it anywhere. Now, when it is inserted, the headphone jack, as well as the speakers, a little bit further away, because it does have it is thicker at the bottom, this case, than it is around the rest of the iPhone. But there is a headphone adapter that goes into the case, so you can connect your headphones as you normally would. But a lot of us are using wireless headphones anyway, so it doesn't really matter. The Dog and Bone case, called the Backbone. Check it out. My report is at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
We've got a very special edition of the Tech Guide Help Desk, and thank you if you've hung on and been listening throughout our entire podcast, episode 105 today. But we have got a very special edition of the Tech Guide Help Desk, and what we're going to talk about are some tech hacks that I wrote about the other day. I also wrote about the 7 things we're doing wrong with our gadgets. We're going to start with that, actually. I'm not going to go through all 7 of them. I'm going to mention them because I want you to, of course, go to my website to read the rest of them. Now, what are we doing wrong with our gadgets? Number one, some people never turn off their smartphone. It's on all the time. Now, that's okay. A lot of people say, look, I use it as my alarm clock, and that's fine. But not turning your smartphone off, having it on for days and weeks at a time, things can start to go wrong. Little things mightn't work, apps may crash, you may not hear your phone ringing. These little niggly little problems that are all fixed with a simple thing. Turn it off and on again. It is a computer after all, people, so we do need to give it a reboot from time to time. And if you need to use it as an alarm clock and have to have it all the time, an alternative would be to buy a cheap alarm clock. That way your phone is off all night and not using battery. That's another thing that keeps people one of the bugbears of having a smartphone. And let's talk about that. Running your battery down, having your battery burn quicker than you'd hoped is quite a complaint for a lot of people. Now, one thing we do, and this is another thing that we do wrong with our gadgets, is leave Wi-Fi on all the time. By leaving Wi-Fi on all the time, you're giving your phone permission to try and connect with as many Wi-Fi networks as possible. Even if it's doing in the background, even if you know about it, it's using your battery power to do it. So turn it off. If you're not using Wi-Fi, turn it off. If you're heading out, turn your Wi-Fi off. Only turn it on when you need it. That's my best advice. One last thing, or two things actually. One to do with security software. Everyone needs security software, even on your phone nowadays. We've spoken too many times about the threats that are hitting smartphones already. Of course, having a computer without internet security is stupid. Have internet security software on your computer. Also needed on your smartphone. It is a computer, as I said. It does store some personal information, maybe banking information. We do all these sorts of things, same things we do on our computer. And these cyber criminals know more and more people are using smartphones. Most people may not realize they need security software there, and they are going to be possible victims of these people. Have security software on it. One other thing, and you can read the full list at Tech Guide. One last thing. This is a common question. People think, I'm going to buy a Blu-ray player. Yeah, that's all great. They see all the new Blu-rays on the shelves, and they want to watch them on their new player. A lot of them don't realize that the Blu-ray disc player is actually backwards compatible, so it can play your old DVDs as well. So don't think that all your DVDs are obsolete with a new player. Your Blu-ray disc player can play them too. If you want to read that full list, all 7 of those things, techguide.com.au. But we're not done with the Tech Guide Help Desk yet. Very popular thing that I'm noticing on social media are life hacks. Have you spotted those on social media? Things we can do to help make life easier. Great little ideas for accomplishing simple tasks. They're everywhere on social media. Well, I got in on the act this week, and I came up with some top 10 tech hacks. My top 10 tech hacks. Ways you can use your gadgets easier, simpler, and cheaper. Now, I'm not going to go through all 10. Again, I want you to go to Tech Guide to read all of those 10. I'm going to go through a couple right now. Well, we spoke earlier about charging your smartphone and trying to keep it charged on the go. Well, did you know if you were in a hotel room, then you don't have your phone charger, but you still want to charge, and you do happen to have your USB cable handy, look for the USB port on your television. If you plug your phone into the USB port of your TV, it will charge. So that's a terrific idea, especially if you're in a hotel room. You need to get a charge through your phone. Use your hotel TV. What about trying to mount something on a wall? A lot of people try to mount routers. I've actually got my Nighthawk mounted on my wall. But a lot of people try to mount things like speakers. They got wall mounts for their TVs. Also, I think routers, I think I mentioned that, speakers, all these kinds of things can be mounted on a wall. And trying to measure the distance between the screw holes on the back can be difficult. How about this idea? Photocopy the back of the product. So that way, you've got a template to drill into the wall. It'll be the exact same size as the device. So that's a really easy way of getting around it. One other thing, label your cables. It's really easy to do. You know those little bread clips? Those little plastic clips that keep your bread fresh? You twist the plastic, put the clip on. Collect those. Keep those. They can then fit around your cable, and you can label that whatever cable you want to. So say you've got cables coming out of your TV, out of the back of your computer. You want to know what cable does what. Pop a little bread clip on it, write on it with a permanent marker what it is. Is it the DVD player, the Blu-ray player, PlayStation 3, Xbox? You know what cable goes where. They're just some of the tech hacks that I've written about on Tech Guide. If you want to read the rest of them, of course, you know where to go. techguide.com.au. And that's the end of episode 105. You can read more about everything we've talked about, especially those tech hacks and things we're doing wrong, at techguide.com.au. We have to give a special thanks, too, to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected anywhere in your home, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. As usual, it's been terrific having your company, and we look forward to you joining us again next week. So until then, stay safe. And stay connected.